turning out this mic and... Okay, I'm a little too loud perhaps. But somehow there's a reverb getting there, almost there. Okay. It's good to be here, so let's go ahead and let's begin with sudden death. 1 week ago was the Super Bowl, and so when you think of athletic endeavors, whether it's football or basketball or some other sporting event, there comes a time, whether it's like overtime or extra time in soccer, where you'd say, whoever scores first, right? Sudden death, that's the winner. But we also know two Sundays ago, I happened to, just about an hour from at this time, at 12:30, I happened to look at my phone and see the news that Kobe Bryant had died. And that was just so shocking. I had to double check. Is this one of those news items that was false? One of those things where somebody was trying to get a scoop and put out some news that was going to turn out to be false. So I checked every so often, and that shocking news was true. Of course, it started off saying that there were 5 people on the helicopter, and eventually it was discovered that there were 9 people who experienced sudden death. For those of us in Southern California, especially in the Los Angeles area, that was just something that shook us to look at the news, whether on TV or on the web, and see the images of how devastating that helicopter crash was. The debris was spread over about 2 football fields. And if you looked at how hard that impact was, the small pieces and things just broken up. Hearts and lives were broken. And when you think of how many more months it will take to keep on investigating, and as the information trickles in, it really comes down to so many families being impacted. The 9 people, starting off with Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, John Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli. These are the daughter was a teammate, and then Christina Mauser, the assistant coach, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, also teammate, and the pilot, Aaron Zarian. When you have unexpected losses, there's something that we need to process. And I thought it's helpful and it's important to not just think our thoughts and then to tweet our, retweet the different things that we are thinking of or feeling about, but we really need to go back to Scripture. It comes back again to when someone as well-known, as famous, and you may have gone to see him play, or at least you've seen him play on TV, and when the families, you look at pictures like this and think, you know, how painful, how sad it must be. Because many of us, if not all of us, have experienced losses. Sometimes they're expected and we have had time to prepare. Sometimes unexpected, no way to prepare. And how do you process? How do you think about? How do you deal with? And you see an image like this and it makes you think of your own family members. Toughest would be if you lost a child. What's even harder is to lose a child and a spouse. And especially when they are at the prime of their lives and when you feel like life would keep on going. And so many people felt a connection, felt like there was something that they themselves had lost, even though they may not have known them. So you have tributes like the numbers 8 and 24, that there were the numbers of Kobe Bryant. and the silhouette of him and his fadeaway jump shot. So things that may have brought pleasant memories during a time. And the outpouring, all the flowers and basketballs and other memorabilia, just as a way of capturing and expressing what people may have felt. So I want to encourage us, to the degree that you may have had a lot of different thoughts too, how do you marshal them and think, what would God say to us? And I wanted to spend a few minutes to look at Scripture and how it speaks to this kind of event in our lives. It may not always be somebody so well known that strangers even might feel connected to, but when you experience an unexpected loss, how then would the Lord speak to you in those occasions? So if you turn in your Bible to Psalm 90, I'm going to highlight a few of the verses that are there and then go to some other passages to remind us of what the Lord would say to us during a time of loss. The Lord is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-wise, all-caring. We need to be reminded of something that is both sobering